Mishnechnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. We enter Rosh Chodesh Adar and we say those words, Mishnechnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. When you come into Adar, so you should be full of joy. What exactly does Simcha mean? So we're told by the Gemara that that Simchas Yantiv is with Basar Veyayin. If you want a man to be happy on Yantiv, you give him meat and you give him wine. Perhaps for women, you give them jewelry. Those are the or new clothing. Those are the things that you give to make a person happy. But the question is that really, really happiness? I remember a story from the NBA years and years ago about a high school kid that went straight to the NBA. And he had a lot of talent, but he just didn't pan out in the NBA. And sadly, he attempted to kill himself by downing lots and lots and lots of Costco-sized Tylenol. And the question is, he had it all. He had the money, he had the fame, he was drafted into the NBA, all of these things. Things don't give you simcha. So what is real simcha? Mishnichnas adar marbim b'simcha. What is simcha? I think to understand simcha, it would be to our benefit to look at the Megillah. Haman is an interesting character. We're introduced to him. Haman is this guy that all of a sudden goes from being just a regular person to being the top-ranking officer in the court of the king. That's a pretty big deal. And he has tremendous, tremendous, tremendous power. And what happens? He instructs and commands that every single person has to bow down to him. So again, you're thinking to yourself, wow, this guy has the world in his hand. And yet, one person refuses to bow down to him. Mordechai won't do it. Mordechai refuses on principle, which is a great topic for a different time. And so Haman says the words, "V'chol zeh einena shoveli." All of this is not worth it to me. I have everything. I have power. I have family. I have wealth. He says, like, the list goes on and on and on and on. But "V'chol zeh einena shoveli," it's not worth it to me. As long as Mordechai the Jew is out there. That's an eye into what Simcha is. What is Simcha? So I think that Pirkei Avos answers it so beautifully. Who is Ezehu Ashira Sameach Bechelko? Who is wealthy? It's a person that's happy and content with what he has. Whatever I have, I accept. That's mine. That's my lot. And I'm okay with it. That's a really big deal. It's contentment, not happiness. So very different. But that's essentially what Haman is missing. Haman has so much, and it's all in the palm of his hand. And yet he cannot accept, he cannot deal with the fact that what's he missing? He doesn't have everything. He doesn't have it all. And that makes it completely impossible for him. And so I believe that when we come to Adar, Mishnichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, what is Marbim B'Simcha? What is Simcha? Simcha is a recognition that we have what we need and we're okay. Perhaps it's tied into Purim for the very reason that what after all that happened, after the fact that the Jews survived the Purim almost massacre, they realized what was truly important. The house didn't matter as much, the car, the stuff, but what mattered was that they were alive, that they were able to take a deep breath. I think that over the last couple of years, we've come to a realization that what's happiness? If you get up in the morning and you're breathing, that is truly happiness. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.